Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Ches. And we continue right before the Mishnah, a couple of lines before. We just discussed the four Mitzorain. But before that, I just wanted to mention a thought on the... Actually, let's read it again. There were four men that were Mitzorain, that were had leprosy. Pesach HaShaar, outside the gate. Amar Yochanan Gechazi Ushlosha Banav, and this was Gechazi, who, as we said, was pushed aside by Elisha. He received the curse of having Sara'as for eternity from Elisha, and that was considered too much of a pushing aside for Chazal, and they said that was an example of Yamin. The Yamin was Doche a little bit, and even though the Yamin is supposed to be Mekarev. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Shimon Elazar Yetzer Tinok V'Isha. By these three, the left should push aside, and the right should bring close. A Yetzer, like Yetzahara, has to be pushed aside, but be brought a little bit closer. Tinok, and a child, and an Isha, who also is generally considered more sensitive than the male gender. Chassam Sofer says maybe these three are really symbolic of something deeper. It says the Chassam Sofer. We know it says in Pirkei Avos, Kina, Taivav, and Kavod are Motzinos Adam Min HaOlam. Per se, those are negative midos, and we have to conquer them. But it says the Chassam Sofer, if we are totally doche those three midos, we can't live like that. We have to have a little kina in order to, like kina sofrim, to have a little positive jealousy in life in order to accomplish. We have to use our Yetzirah, as the Gemara says earlier we had, when Chazal caught the Yetzirah for Arayos and the world couldn't function, and they had to let it go free. And even covet, the striving for accomplishment, a little bit of each of these are important. Says Chazal Sofer, Yetzer is symbolizes kina. Kina, the Yetzirah is kina and kas. Tinok, a child, what by a child, everything is the childish attitude, says Chassam Sofer, Redifas HaKavid, L'Salsa B'Sairo U'Begadav, right, we said that Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal said, was M'Salsa B'Sairo, because he was like a young lad, right, it says that he was V'Hu Na'ar, right, and Isha, that's connected to Taiva, and all these, one has to push aside, but obviously not to be Doche Mikol V'Chol, because there is Makom V'Zman, B'Kedusha, Shekina, B'Taiva V'Kavid, all have their place. That's why all of these, basically the message of Chazal is, there has to be that correct balance of most of the time pushing it aside, but once in a while using it for proper channels. Okay, so that is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Tan Rabbanan. Gimel Chalaim Chala Elisha. There were three times that Elisha was sick. Echad Shegira Duvin Betinokos. One time when the children were making fun of him, calling him a baldy, and therefore he created the lions in order to attack them. Story in Tanakh. V'echad Shedachol L'Gechazi B'Shtei Yadayim. One time after he pushed away Gechazi too hard. V'echad Shemespo. And his final sickness, Shenemar V'Elisha Chala Es Cholyo. V'gomer. And now Gemara quotes a Chazal that we've had before. Ad Abraham Lo Hayezikna. Before Abraham came along, there was nothing called getting old. I mean, he got old physically, like, but it didn't show. Called the Chazi la Avraham, Amar Hayitzchak. Called the Chazi li Yitzchak, Amar Hay Avraham. A father and son looked exactly alike. You couldn't tell the difference. There was no white hair. It was just, they just got the years older and they couldn't tell. By Avraham Rachamim, Rachamim de Levi le Zikna. Avraham Avinu davind that there should be Zikna in the world. Should be Zikna. Shnemer Avraham Zakin Baba Yamim. People shouldn't be confused. People should have time at the end of their lives. They should realize they're getting older. They should be able to come to terms with the stages of life that they're at. So Avram brought Zikna to the world. Ad Yaakov lo havicholsha, until Yaakov Avinu, there was no weakness or sickness. Bo arachmi v'havicholsha, and he davened also. He wanted to get sick. Shneemar v'yomel Yosef hinei avicha chole. The first one to get sick was Yaakov Avinu. Right before that, people just, what happened? When it was time, they died. The Pirkei Derb Elazar describes in Parak Nun Beis in Pirkei Derb Elazar. Mofes Revi'i, talking about all the different, the seven moftim that the world was created with. Says the Pirkei Derb Elazar, which is a very under, I would say, an underappreciated Sefer. Rashi quotes it a lot. It's a very, very early work. One of the earliest works we have. And it's a lot of Chazals that we have are there, but they're in more graphic form in Pirkei Derbi Elazar. I had a Talmud last summer that did that for a summer project. Learned all the Pirkei Derbi Elazar. It's fascinating. So, Mofez Revi, Miyom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz, Lo Haya Adam Chole. Before Yaakov Avinu, nobody ever got sick. Ella im haya baderach ubashuk, if he was on the road, wherever he was, haya otesh, he used to sneeze, v'asa nishmasa yotzeis minachirav, that was it, he would die. His neshama would leave with the sneeze, right? Go out the nostrils. Ad sheba Yaakov Avinu b'kishrach v'malzos, v'malafanav, ribon shakala olamim, al tikach es nafshi mimeni, ad sheatzave es banai v'es b'nei besi. Don't, I want to give, talk to my children before I die, said Yaakov Avinu. V'netar lo Hashem answered. Shenemar v'hiachar adram ha'ela v'yomar li'yosef ne'avicha cholet. V'shamu adram kol malchei aretz v'tamu. And all the malchei aretz heard. What's going on? Yaakov Avinu called all his kids. Shalohaya kamoso miyom shenivru shemayim v'aretz. L'fichach chayev adam lomar ba'atishaso chayim. Shenepach amaves hazeh la'or. Shenemar atishosav tahi alor. How old is this? 1,000 years old, the Sefer? And it says, you say, God bless you. You say, L'chaim, when somebody sneezes. Because of this, because it used to be L'misa. It used to be when you sneezed, that was it. So that's why, L'chaim, or L'vriut, right? For health, right? So that's what where the source is. Big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, could you say it when you're in the middle of the Beis Medrash, when you're learning, you're your chavrusa, sneeze. Supposed to say, God bless you then. It used to be Sakaris Afashas. But it's not Sakaris Afashas anymore. And now you're learning, if you're not learning, it's fine. Anyway, this is the Pirkei Derbi Elazar, and this is just one example. What we see is a little more graphic picture of what Chazal tell us here in the Gemara. So until Yaakov Avinu came, there was no sickness, until he davened, then he got sick. Ad Elisha lo havi inish chalish demispach. Finally, until Elisha came along, there was nobody that got sick and got better. There was such thing as sickness and got better from it. It was just Avram Avinu. Va'asa Elisha, uba'a rachmei v'ispach. And Elisha came, and he davened, and v'ispach. There's more inside, or upstairs. Shenamar Elisha chalas chalia sheyamus bo. And Elisha came, and he got sick, and the sickness that he died from, mashma, that he was sick beforehand, from sicknesses that he did not die from. One other point related to this, and that is the Tosfos in Baba Basra. Tosfos quotes, remember the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Baba Basra, on Daf Tezayin Mabez, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu had a special necklace. Special necklace. Evan Tova Haisa Tuliya B'Tzavaro Shal Avram Avinu. There was a special stone hung around Avram Avinu's neck. Shekol Chole Haroe Oso Miyad Misrapa. Whatever Chole was sick, looked at Avram Avinu's necklace, and he got better. Ubishash and Iftar Avram Avinu in the Olam, when Avram died, Tala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begalgal Chama. Hashem took it and hung it in the sky as the sun. Begalgal Chama. Amar Abaya, Hainu Dami Inshi, this is what people mean, quotes a folk saying. Okay, that's the Gemara. Ask Tosa the obvious question, what do you mean people who were sick, who came to Avram Avinu to get better? There was nobody ever sick before. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to get sick. The Gemara says here, Elisha was the first one to get sick and get better. What's the Gemara talking about? Avram Avinu already had this, had this necklace. Says Tosfos, couple of answers. Umatzina lameyemar tahacha b'chol shal maka airi. Who made you sick? A person can make you sick even before Yaakov Avinu. Hashem made people sick. That was only from Yaakov Avinu. But before somebody punches you in the face, then you get sick. Right, Avram Avinu was thrown into the Kivshon HaEsh. Let's say he would have gotten burned a little bit. Okay, that's possible. Rabbeinu Tam Vari, they agree here. Mefarshim Da'ad Yaakov Lo Havi Ichlish Hayni Choli Shel Misa Mikan Ve'Elech Havi De Ichlish Choli Shel Misa V'Lo Havi De Ispach Ad Elisha. Right, so sometimes before Yaakov Avinu, people used to get sick and they never got better. They didn't die from it, but they never got better. Elisha was the first one to get better from illnesses. Beforehand, people got sick and they just stayed sick unless they looked at Avram Avinu's special necklace. Okay, let's stop there. Could this be a raya about jewelry for men? Right, I don't know if you could bring this as some type of raya. Maybe I don't know how literally one has to take this, but it says he hung it with the language of the Gemara again. It was Tluya Bitzavaru Shal Avram Avinu. It was hanging on the neck. So, I don't know. It's an interesting Tosfos. Okay, second Mishnah. In Chelek, Here we go. We only got a couple of days left, so we got to finish all the Mishnahis in the parak. Says the Mishnah, Dor HaMabo. Once we spoke about the individuals who lost their Olam Haba, so now we're going to speak about some groups of people. So the Mishnah lists off a number of groups. Dor HaMabo. Ein lehem chelek Olam Haba. The Dor HaMabo has no chelek in Olam Haba. The Ein Om Din Bedin. And they will not stand in din in the future either. Shneimar lo yadun ruchi ba'adam lo olam lo din v'lo ruach. They will not be zochet to ruach to tchias amesim, and they will not be zochet to din to have din in the future. What does din mean? What does ruach mean? So the Yad Ramah explains. He thinks din means are they going to be punished even more in the future? Not only will they not get to olam haba, will they eternally be judged again? So din and ruach, that's what it refers to here. And the Meiri just reminds us here of the issue we discussed back in on the first a couple of weeks ago, the first Mishnah, the different stages of what is going to happen. So the Meiri says, "Kvaryadata, you already know because you've been learning Chelik already. L'chi dvarachim hadatiyim shehaolam haba hu achar hamaves lahasharas hanefesh or lahachrasasa. Olam haba is after death, either so that a soul is eternally connected or eternally disconnected. V'tchias amesim hu hazman haacharon." He says the last. It's the raya. The Meiri brings that raya, like we say in Lokel Shoshavas. We say in the end of that paragraph, we say the four different stages. V'sidrus manim elu olam azeh olam haba yemos haMashiach tchias amesim. That's the Meiri. V'daita b'mishnah zu shetchias amesim afal rishayim k'dei ladun gufam imnafsham. And this mishnah assumes that tchias amesim will be for rishayim to judge their souls negatively. But some won't even be zochah to that. Won't even be zochah to that to achieve that kapara, and that's what this Mishnah is saying, says the Meiri. So the Dor HaMabul is in that group. Dor HaFlaga, or Dor HaPalaga, as some pronounce it, Ein lehem chelek olam haba. Dor HaFlaga, the generation of dispersion that was tried to build a tower up to Hashem, so they also lost their olam haba. Shneimar vayafes Hashem osam misham al pnei kol haaretz. Hashem spread them out across the whole land. Vayafatam Hashem osam ba'olam hazeh, u'misham hefitzam Hashem lo'olam haba. Two scatterings. Anshei stom, ein lehem chelek olam haba. The people of stom, shneimar v'anshei stom ra'im v'chata'im la'ashem ma'od. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh v'chata'im lo'olam haba. Aval omdim b'din. But the anshei stom will stand up in judgment. We'll stand up in judgment. So again, some say that means it's a good thing. They'll stand up in judgment and then they'll maybe get kapar for certain averis. The Yad Ramah on this line says, no, it means that their stone was so evil, they'll be judged for eternity. They'll be judged for eternity and we'll never get out of it. The Nesiv HaShalom writes, I think we spoke about this in Parshas Shir, Parshas Brachos, that the beginning of the Torah will lay the groundwork for the world, for the Torah, and Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. That's Sefer Brachos. It's all about Derech Eretz. Where's Derech Eretz? So we have to talk about the three evil Averos that are Motzi Adam and Olam, like we started off today's Shirin. So think about the chataim that took place in the beginning of the Torah. There were a lot of them. The Torah didn't start off on such a great foot. It's a beautiful foot, but Adam and Chava, that's a separate type of sin. But after that, there was the chataim of Kain and Hevel, and then comes the chait of the Dor HaMabul, and then comes the chait of the Dor HaFlaga, all right at the beginning. Right at the beginning. So you have the Kain and Hevel, that's Kina. Then you have the Mabul, we'll get to it today. It's today's daf. The daf and shasa of the Mabul, it's today's daf, is taiva. Taiva for other people's money, taiva for other people's wives, taiva for everything. And then Bavel is covered, as Bill said, we want to get to God. So Kiddush Taiva covered, the Torah starts over the three midos that are Motzi Adam Min HaOlam. And then the Nesiv HaShalom continues and says that's what each of the Avos were misake in one of these midos. And as he goes through in a Maimar on Parshas Brachos, Avram Avinu was Chesed, it's the opposite of Kina, and Yitzchak Avinu was I think it was Taiva, I don't remember. And then he writes to everyone, and Yaakov Avinu was MS Tidin MS LeYaakov. He knew exactly his spot in the world, MS, and that's the opposite of Kavod, not striving for somebody else's spot. So that's the different sins of Kain and Hevel, Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, that's spoken about here. And Stone was another sin. I guess Stone could be, Stone, one might say, is not a separate sin. That's just like in the life of Avram Avinu. Avinu is countering the sin of stone. So you don't have to say it's a separate one. Rabbi Chemia Omer Elo Ve'Elo Einom Debedin. Rabbi Chemia says no, neither of them come to din against the Tanakama. Shneamar Al Kain Lo Yekumu Rusham BaMishpat VaChatayim BaAdas Adikim. Beginning of Tehillim. Al Kain Lo Yekumu Rusham BaMishpat Zedar Amabul VaChatayim BaAdas Adikim Elo Anshe Stone. Fine. Amru Lo They Said Them Einam Omdim BaAdas Adikim Avo Omdim BaAdas Rishayim. They won't stand in the, amongst the Sadikim, but they will stand amongst the Rishayim. Next, we'll read these parentheses. Meraglim Einam Chelak Olam Haba. This week's parsha. The Meraglim don't have a chelak in Olam Haba. Shneimar Vayemusu Hanashim Motzei Dibas Haaretz Ra'ah B'Magifa Lefnei Hashem Vayemusu B'Olam Hazeh B'Magifa L'Olam Haba. Next, Dor Hamidbar Einam Chelak Olam Haba. Wow, the Dor Hamidbar says the Margalis Hayam. This does, obviously does not mean the entire Dor Hamidbar. But it's a Dike Elyon in the Dor HaMidbar. It means certain ones of the Dor HaMidbar, certain people in there, they're not a chelek in Olam Haba, ve'ein omdim badin. Shneamar, ba'midbar hazeh yitamu, v'sham yamusu. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. In this desert, they will be finished and they will die. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer, who Omer, no, he argues, v'aleim Omer, isfuli chasidai, gather my pious ones, karsi, brisi, ali zevach. The ones who made a bris for me by a carbon, meaning Har Sinai. So, the Rebbe Moses says, no, these people, maybe they sinned, but they will get Olam Haba. Adas Korach, Eina Asida La'alos. Korach's Eida will never go up. Shneamar, V'chas Aleihem Ha'aretz Ba'olam Hazeh, V'yov D'mitoch HaKohol Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe Lezer Omer, again Rebbe Lezer argues, Aleihem Omer, Hashem Mimisu Mechayeh, Morit Sheol V'yo'al. No, who else went down to the Sheol? Right, so they went down to the Sheol, it was swallowed up, so it says Vayal, and they will go up. So therefore, two machlokos, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, one about Adas Korach, and one about whether the Anshei Sdom will be Omdin Bedin. Gemara. Okay, so first the Gemara speaks about all of these people. The first group in the Mishnah was the Dor HaMabul, so that's today. Dor HaMabul. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul, Ein Lam Chelak Olam Haba. Shneamar Vayimachas Kol HaYikum, Ashal Pnei Adamah. Hashem destroyed all that grows on the earth. Vayimachas Kol HaYikum, Ba'olam Hazeh. Vayimachu Kol Min Ha'aretz, Olam Haba. Devar Rebbe Akiva. They were all destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseirah Omer, Lo Chayin V'lo Nidonin. Again, as the Mishnah says, they will not live in that stage. V'lo Nidonin. We can figure out exactly what this stage means. They won't be done when there's a second stage of life, or when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges everyone. You have to work this out according to all the stages that we spoke about. What is the din here talking about? Shneamar lo yadon ruchi ba'adam lo'olam lo din v'lo ruach. Davar acher, lo yadon ruchi shalon tehe nishmasan choseres lindana. Their neshama won't return to its, the nadan is the sheath that holds a sword. So here it means the body. The sheath that holds the neshama is the guf. So when there is chias hamesim done at a future stage, they will not merit to have their neshama back into their guf. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef or Rabbi Yosi Omer Afilu b'shash Hakadosh Baruch Hu machzer neshamos lifgar mesim. Even when Hashem returns the neshamas, nishmas and kasha lahem b'gehenim, the neshama will be difficult for them and won't come back and will stay in Gehenim. Shneamar taharu chashash, give birth to chashash. On the side it says min motz shenoach lidalek. You will give birth to a type of a shaft that is easy to light. Tel dukash ruchachem eish tochlem. Your soul will be eaten by fire. It's the pasuk by referring to them. Tana Rabbanan. Dor HaMabul. Lo nitga'u ela b'shvil tova shehishpil HaMakadosh Baruch Hu. The Dor HaMabul had so much because they saw they had so much and they just let it to go to their heads. They didn't appreciate it that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of what led them away. Maksiv Bahem, what does it say about them? All these things they had. But Tehem Shalom Ipachad, they didn't have any wars. Velo Shevet Eloka Aleihem, the rod of Hashem. Meaning they weren't getting patched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Viksiv Shoro Ibar Velo Yagil, their oxen were giving birth. Tefat, they didn't eat the oxen, but I guess they had a lot of oxen to do work for them. Tefalet, parasavol, teshakel, their cows had babies, there was no, miscarriage. Viksiv, yishalchu, katzon, evilehem. They sent their sheep out with the young, viyaladehem, yirakedun. Viksiv, yisu, betobo, vichinar. They had parties. Viyismachu, lakol, ugav. They played the flute. Viksiv, yivalu, yimeim, betov. Everything was wonderful. The idyllic state. Vishnotam, ban imim. Everything was great with the Dharmapal. They had everything. They had animals. They had peace. They had everything they wanted. And Viksiv, Uberega Sha'ol Gichasu. In one moment, that rega, we spoke about the rega, right? Rega, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu's rega. In that rega, they were destroyed. Sha'ol, from the depths, they were destroyed. The He Garma, and it, the good, was partly, right? They didn't have the proper outlook. Sha'amru Lakel, because they said to Hashem, Sirmi Menu, who needs Hashem? Let him leave. And now many psukim from Eov are quoted here, because again, Eov, the philosophical work about, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu involved? Tzadik Aralo, Rashi V'Tovlo, we had a Baba Basra, many different pshatim, exactly when Eov lived, if he lived. One day they said he never lived, it was just a made up story, but according to most Tanan there, he lived at some point. Says the, but what does he say? Sirmi Menu, let him leave. V'dastu Echecha lo chafatznu, we don't need to know your ways, God. Mashakai ki navdenu, who is God that we should serve him? Umano il ki nifka bo, what would it help if we dive into him? What would it help? Amru klum srichen anu lo elo latipa shal kshamim. What is God good for anyway? Just a little rain. That's all we need God for. Yesh planu naharas umayinos. We have plenty of rivers. Shana mistavkin behen. God, thanks, but no thanks. We could take it from here. Take it from here. Amar kadosh baruch hu. Betova shishpati lohen. Ba machisinosi. What I give them with, they're being machis. I gave them a wonderful gift. I gave them everything. And the dafka is saying they don't need it. And they're making me angry with it. Uba anidan osam, I will judge them with that. Shneimar vani hineni mevi es amabol mayim. So he brought the mabol of water onto the world. So they said, how is tefillah going to help? I always go to Chazara, a source that has come up in the past, and exactly how does tefillah work? I daven, and if I daven, something exam is supposed to happen. So am I changing God's will? You know, a tornado is supposed to happen tomorrow. And somebody davens, and then the tornado is supposed to go on their house, and they daven, and the tornado goes around their house. How does that work? Because Baruch Hu changed his mind? So it says the Sefer HaYikarim, Yosef Albo, that this question has led many people away from the Derech, and has led them to reject prayer. And says the Sefer HaYikarim, it's not true. We have to understand, prayer, tefillah, is not meant to change God, it's meant to change us. We are supposed to be different people after we daven. The gzera was only on Rosner A. But after I daven, hopefully I'm Rosner B. If I'm Rosner B, there was never a gzera on Rosner B, only on Rosner A. I'm a different person. I'm a different person when I daven. That's what the Sefer Yikarim says in Maimor Revi and Perek Yud Ches. Ulefize nomak, shenigzar al ha'adam tov, ma, hinehu nigzar alav b'madriga yidua, mikishron ha'maisa, v'zeh klal yudi ha'torah, v'chek shenigzar alav ra, ma, hineh ma'hu nigzar b'yosa madriga yidua, meharoa, o b'achari yidua, I'm on a certain rung of the ladder. Ukeshe tishtana ha'madriga ha'hi, o ha'hachana ha'hi, tishtane ha'gzera b'hechrech l'tov o l'ra. Tefillah changes the person. That's why Rav Hirsch says his powell is in the reflexive. What is his? Why not palel? Why not palel? What's his palel? So where first explains palel, the verb exact means to judge. Palel is to judge. One time in Tanakh it means to judge. His palel is to self-judge. I look inside myself and I make sure, do I have the right kavanas? Do I have the right hakara? Do I remember? Rei vadyenu, refei du Hashem v'nei rafei. So it's all about self-judging. That's his palel, because I'm supposed to be a different person after I daven. They didn't get that. They said, Manoa ki nifka bo. What help is it if nifka, right, pegiya, in pegiya el tefila? What help is it going to be? So therefore, they rejected tefila. That led them, that was part of their kfira. Rabbi Yossi Omer, next. Dor hamabil lo nizga'u elo bishvil galgal ha'ayin, shedom alamayim. The dor hamabil did not raise themselves up except for the galgal ha'ayin, they followed their eyes. The goggle eye and the pupil of their eye, shedom alamayim, which is like water. The pupil of their eye, tears come out of the eye, so they follow their eye. Shedem ha'veikula hamnashim yikolasha bacharu. Right, like it says by Shimshon also, he followed his eyes. So yeah, they followed their eye, they took women, whoever they wanted. Lefichach, remember what we said before? Gezel is the famous aveira they did. But it was all taiva. It was all taiva. Here it said they took women. Lefichach, donosan b'mayim, shedom ala goggle eye, so therefore they were judged with water. Similar to the tears in the eye, Shenamar Nivku Kolmainos Tohom Rabba Varubas Hashemayim Niftachu, and the windows were opened. Amr Reb Yochanan Dor Hamabul Baraba Kilkalu Ubarabadi Donu. They were Mekukal. they destroyed, they sinned with Rabbah, and they were judged with Rabbah. But Rabbah kilkalu shdemer vayhi Hashem ki Rabbah ra'asa Adam. Great was the evil of the people. Uberabba nidonu shdemar kol mayanos tahom Rabbah. They were judged with Rabbah. There is a beautiful Aruch Laner here, that I remember this next year for Parshas Noach, who says that, what does it mean, Rabbah? It means that the Dor HaMabul did two types of sins. They did sins having to do with Avodah Zarah, as we'll see. They did sins with Avodah Zarah, they mean no rules, Avodah Zarah, which was a sin of the Seichel, a sin of the Seichel, Yetzer Shel HaSeichel, and then there's a Yetzer of Arayos, which is the Sahara of the Guf. The neshama, the seichel, comes from above, and the guf comes from below. That's why they had to be punished both from Shemayim and both from Aretz. The Tehom Rabbah, the great Tehom, had to be opened up, and then the Arubas HaShemayim had to be opened up, because they used their seichel and their guf for Averos, and therefore, the Aruch Laner explains that they had to be punished with Rabbah, with the great powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from both sides. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shloshin Ishayar Behem. There were three natural springs that were left over, that Hashem left open. Beloa de Gader, Beloa in Gader, Vachami Tveria, the Eina Rabasi de Biram. Eina Rabasi and Biram. Big historical questions about all these are. Fine. Kiyishan is called Basar is Dakwa Laret. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Milame. What does it mean? All Basar ruined its way. Shehir Biyu Abehema Alkol Chaya Vachaya Abehema. Shehir Biyu Abehema Alchaya Vachaya Abehema Vakol Al Adam Vadam Alakol. Everything was mixed up. Animals with people, animals amongst different species. That's what this was about. Right? This language of this chazal sounds like the people did it. Shehir Biyu. They forced animals. Other chazal say, no, the animals just were mashkes their own derech. As the Rashi quotes on Chumash, that they ruin their own derech. So there's a Beis HaLevi, let's just wait with that, but there's a Beis HaLevi that relates to this, but we'll say it a little bit later. Amar Biyaba Bar Kahana, V'kulam Chazru Chutz B'Tushlami, they all return to the proper derech, except the Tushlami. Tushlami is a type of bird, Rashi quotes, that still is a bird that mates with anyone, mates with any species. See how great robbery is, chamas. They did everything. They did all the averus, but gezel was the nail in the coffin. So you see, chamas was the final blow. There's a Chedushi Arim that's quoted by many Mefarshim on Parshas Noach, and that is why Gezel, what's so bad about Gezel? Stealing. So maybe stealing is a symbolic Aveira. Stealing really means when I do any Aveira and I use the Kochos that Hashem gave me, not for the potential that He gave it to me for, that's stealing. Right? I'm a Shoal Shalomi Das, whatever the case is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me certain Kochos to use, L'Shem Shamayim, and I'm not. That's stealing. That's stealing. And that's what we say in Ne'ilah, says the Chedush Yerim, Ata Nosin Yad L'Poshim. What Aveira do we talk about? We say Popshia. We talk about Oshek, not paying somebody on time. So this is the Aveiras of Gaza. Viter. Fixiv, Echamas Kamlamata Resha, Chamas stood up like a stick. Lo Mehem, V'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehemehem, v'lo no mehem. This is talking about the punishment that's going to happen to somebody who steals. From them it's not going to be left, and not from their assets, and not from their anything. Lo no mehem, they won't have any anything left from people who steal. Tan of Rabbi Shmuel. There's one other ha'ara. Is it here? I'll say it here. I don't remember who. It's one of the Achronim says. Why is it first called Chamas in the Pasuk and then it's called Gezel? Pasha question. Chamas, we know, is different than Gezel. First, Chamas is where you forcibly pay somebody and take it. That's Chamas. Gezel is if you steal it. So what? Why did it first say, Kalar, it's Chamas? And then it said, Chazal say, Kipash Yidim beGezel. Why did it switch from Chamas to Gezel? So the one of the Achronim say, there was so much Gezel, it was rampant. Everybody saw from everybody else. At the end of the day, a lot of times, people got the value back that they stole back from the people who stole from them. That's why it ended up being like a Hamas case. It just emphasizes how much gezel there was, because there was just so much stealing going on. Interesting. Tanya Rabbi Bishmal. Afal Noach nechla gzardin. Even on Noach there was a gzardin, because he was part of the generation. Ella shematzachei b'nei Hashem. Shemar ki nichamta ki asisim Noach matzachei b'nei Hashem. This is already the first chazal. Noach is one of a very difficult personality in the Torah to put our figures on. Many positive chazals and many not so positive chazals. So how do you understand this line? So you might say, oh, he was also punishable. Maybe he didn't rebuke his nation enough, his people enough. But on the other hand, maybe this just means that because of the door was chayef, so he was almost chayef. Hashem was upset that he had made Adam. Ki asar avdimi amar, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yafa asisi shekati lam kvaris ba'aretz, I'm happy that I made them kvaris, but I'm happy that I destroyed the world, because the world couldn't function as this Dora Mabel. My mashma, ksif hacha v'yinachem Hashem, ksif hacha v'yinachem Osam v'yidaber al libam. So you see, nechama is a phrase of comfort and happiness. V'yigad armi, or the opposite, lo yafa asisi shekati lam kvaris ba'aretz. Hashem kaviyachol was thinking, no, I wish I didn't have to do this. Ksif hacha v'yinachem, ksif hasa, he changed his mind. Fine. We could have the most famous line on this Amud. Here it is. In his generation, he was righteous, but in other generations, forget it. He would have been nothing. Surely in other generations. And there's a mashal. Amar Rabbi Chanina, mashal Rabbi Yochanan l'mad over dome. What is Rabbi Yochanan a mashal to? Who says not in other generations? L'chavashol yayim shasu menachas b'martiv shel chometz, a barrel of wine that's sitting amongst vinegar. Bimkoma rechan odef. Now it has a beautiful smell. Shelo bimkomein rechan odef. You take it out, it's not going to smell at all. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Oshia, mashal de Reish Lakish l'mad over dome. L'tzlochis shel. It's interesting. Reish Lakish is the one who says that Noach would have been greater. Right? Interesting. Think about Rish Lakish's life. With Slokhe Shal Payatin, he's like a little bottle of spices. Shaisu Menachas, Makabati Dofes. That's in a very dirty place. Bimkoma Rechanodif. In its place, it smells a little bit, but it's being covered. Its smell is being hampered. Its scent is being hampered by other bad smells. The college gave welcome on both of them, but if it's in a spice store, surely the other spices will help bring out its scent and would be beautiful. Little more. What do the animals do? Why does Hashem have to wipe out the animals? Somebody made a wedding feast for his son, and he made all the stuff, everything ready. But then his son died. Rachman al Islan. Adam Amad Upizir Eschupaso. He gave everything away. Everything I made was for my son. What's the point of the chuppah if I don't have a son? What do I need them for? 2 points. Number one is that Beis Halevi that I mentioned. Fascinating Beis Halevi, because a lot of midrashim to back him up. First Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach. Beis Halevi says, what? Animals. The animals were going shalom amina. They don't have a taiva. Animals act with instinct. So says the Beis Halevi, it's a yadua that the environment that we are in is affected by our actions. And not just the obvious, that my friends are affected. Chevra. People are affected by the people around them. Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheino, tov l'shachay, tov l'shcheino. Not only that, but even the animal environment, even the plants are, they are affected by what people do. And once people started being with Shaloba Minon, Mamela, that was in the air, and therefore animals also started being this dakek to Shaloba Minon. Alideham Sheikha Akhar Aza Taiva, Humachbir Kocha Shal Taiva Lazu, Achemashra Zebateva, Shal Kolha Bruim. That's why Hashem created the world. Created the world this way. And again, he brings a lot of rise to this, but this is the base. That's the base Halevi. Good. There's another point, but let's wait till we get to the base. Next, because of Harav Mesu, all that was on dry land died. For Dagam Shabaya, not the fish. The fish didn't die, they were not on dry land. Dareshir of Yosi Dimin Kisari, Mai Dichsiv, Kalu Apne Mayim, he was light on the water, Tikulal Chalkasam Ba'aretz. Their chelik will be cursed. Melamed, Shahayan Noach, Hatzadik, Mochiach Bahem. Noach used to go around and give Musar Drashas. Vyamala Masu Chuba. Do tshuva, Hashem is going to bring a mabul. Umakped ve'laschem alamayim kizikin. That's the light on the water. Now that's what we're dashing for the pasuk. He's going to cause your carcasses to float in the water like zikin, like bottles. Shenemar kalhu apneimayim v'lo odesh el shalochemim klolucho be'olam. Also, you'll be a curse to everyone. They'll say, "Oh, like the Midar mabul was cursed." Shenemar tekulal chalkasam ba'aretz. Next, lo yifne derech kramim. What does that mean? They didn't clear away their vineyard. They were in the middle of cleaning their vine when their vineyards when Noach came along. They said, Noach, hey, why doesn't he bring it now? Why doesn't he bring the mabul now if he's going to bring a mabul? What's holding him back? No, he's waiting for one little preda, one little shepsela, one little animal that he's waiting to bring out for them, so he can't bring the mabul now. So they said, "Im kain lo nifah der kramim." Oh yeah, we're not worried. It's something of the future. Forget about it. They were cleaning their vineyard. So as a show, Noah, we're not going to straighten our actions. We're not going to straighten the vineyard. Right, that was his symbolism. Who's the preda? Hashem is waiting for the preda. So Rashi says misushelach. Rashi says the bottom Rashi kufchesam aleph. Rashi says misushelach. As we know, they were waiting. We're going to have later on. Zvat Hashem, they were waiting for the Shiva Musashach to be over, the great tzaddik, one who lived the longest. So therefore, that's the preda. The Ben Yehoyada says, interestingly, no, it was Noach. Noach was the preda. He's waiting for me to get old enough, and with my kids, I'm the preda. Why is Noach called the preda? So he quotes the Medrash that says, that Noach was the first one that was created with independent digits, fingers. Before Noach, everybody had mittens. Their hand was like a mitten. Only Noach, he had separated fingers. That's why the Medrash says, when Noach was born, why they named him Noach? The earth was cursed, and they couldn't work the land. Their hands were like this. They couldn't hold the tool. Noach was created with fingers. Ah, he's gonna be able to work the land. He was the first one to have fingers nifrad. Separated. Preda achas. He's the preda. He's the preda because for the word nifrad, he's the first one that had the fingers. Ben Yoyada. It's next. Darash Rava. My dechsev. Lapid buz. Lashtosha anan. Nachon. Lamoade ragel. Hard part that the translates. We're just going to do the drasha. Melamei. Shahayat noach atzadik mochiyach osam. Noach used to give them musr. Varma lohem. Dvarim shim kashim kalapidim. He used to tell them items that's hard as fire. Vahiyu mevazenoso. They used to make fun of him. Again, this chazal relates, there's a major discussion, as I alluded to before, in the Mefarshim. How do you look at Noach? Good guy, not as good guy. So many Mefarshim discuss why he didn't give Musar to his generation. Well, Avram did. Avram went out and and gathered everybody, and he didn't. So here we have some chazals that he did give Musar. Didn't work. Figure out why it didn't work, his Musar. But these chazals say he did give. The Arachayim HaKadosh is a big defendant of Noach. Look at the first Arachayim of Parshas Noach. He goes through the Psukim and says, what are you talking about? Noach knew, he's medayik in the Psukim differently between Noach and Avraham. By Avraham, Hashem left open a little bit, that maybe he wouldn't destroy stone. If you're medayik in the Psukim. By Noach, Hashem says, Kez kol basar balafanai. Boom. V'hinini mashkisa basaretz. That's it. So Noach knew, that was it. The Nesiva Shalom, and again, another Nesiva, in Parshas Noach, has we don't have time to go through the whole thing, but again, a beautiful piece. He has that, what does it mean, Bedorosav, related to this? Every generation has a different tafkid. Every person has a different tafkid, every generation has a different tafkid. The beginning of the world had to be based on Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. Before Avraham was Yiras Hashem. Avraham was Avas Hashem. Noach had a different tafkid. He wasn't supposed to give the same Musar as Avraham. He had to do it through Yiras Hashem. That's how he had to do it. And that's not as palatable to people. But that's what he had to do. That was his tafkid. Avraham Avinu came along and did Yiras Hashem. But again, they can't fool Noach, and he has a whole discussion related to that. But here it talks about it. Noach tried to get Musar. He tried to get them. Amrulos, they said to him, Zakein, Teva Zulama, what are you building a Teva for? Amrulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Alechem is a Mabel. Hashem is going to bring the Mabel. Amru, Mabel Shel Ma, what kind of Mabel? Im Mabel Shel Eish, Yesh Lanu Davar Acher, Va'alisa Shema, a Mabel of fire, we have Alisa. What's Alisa? It's a type of material that is not flammable. It's not going to burn. So don't worry about it. We're protected. V'im shel ma'im, he's going to bring us water, a marble of water, maybe, im in ha'aretz, maybe, if he brings water from below, yesh lanu ashash yosher barzel, shonu mechapen b'anis ha'aretz. We have iron plates to close up the ground. I think this is fascinating, thinking about the oil spilling out in, right? We're trying to close it up. He said, no, the people think, oh, we can put down these iron plates, we can close it. Right, we see with our own eyes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something open, nothing's closing it. Doesn't matter what people do. This is mamash here. That's the kfira of the Dor HaMabul. V'im min ha-shamayim u-mevi, yesh lanu davar va'akev shmo. And from heavens, we have an akev, v'amru lo akev shmo. We're an akesh. The Aruch says it's a type of sponge. Meaning we'll absorb all the water. We're not worried. Amar lahem, hu mevi mi ben ikve raglechem. He's going to bring the water. You think you're so in control. He's going to bring the water from between your legs. What does that mean? From Be'ikve Raglechem. So Rashi quotes Tupshatim. Rashi verse quotes B'shichva Zera Shalachem. Hashem could take your Shichva Zera and drown you in it. You think you're so powerful? He can take something that you create and he could drown you in it. Don't think you're so great. Shenamar quotes another pshat, but that we'll mention that one. Shenamar nachon lamadi regel. That's the phrase in the pasuk that we started off with. Is prepared from between your legs. Tanya mei amabel kashim kishich vazera. It was as hot and as difficult as kishich vazera. It was roschin rash. Shenamar nachon lamadi regel. Amar of chizda beroschin kilkalu bavera ubroschin nidonu. They sinned in heat. And they were punished in heat. Just like by the Melech, right? His anger was subsided after Haman jumped on the bed with Esther. So you see, it had to do with znus. So too, that is what Vayashochu means by the Mabel, the znus. Another 7 days, and it came. Why was it another 7 days? It was 120 years. What do you need another 7 days for? Amarav elu yimei avelu shel mesushelach. These are the 7 days of Mesushelach, Shiva, Shalamedcha, Shehespeda, Shal Sadikim, Akmanis HaParanis Lavo, being maspid at Sadik, prevents the Paranis from occurring. Right? Prevents the Paranis. Right? This is the Shita of the Bavli. We mentioned in the past the Shita of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is really also a Medrash. The Medrash says, the 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting Shiva for the world. That's the Medrash. He was sitting Shiva for the world. Ah, he's sitting Shiva before it was destroyed. So we spoke about that a couple months ago. But those are the two opinions of Chazal. Either Mishushalach, that's the famous opinion, but the other opinion, the Torah Tzvima also quotes it. Torah Tzvima on the Pasuk quotes that Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world. Sitting Shiva beforehand. Right? It's similar to David HaMelech. When David HaMelech knew his little baby was going to die, he sat Shiva and he sat on the floor beforehand. Once the baby died, he got up, he washed himself, and it was finished. That's the only other time we have that somebody said Shiva before the event occurs. Davar Acher, another pshat of Leshivas, Shashina Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Breishis, Shaisachama Yotzeis B'Mayrav Shakaz B'Mizrach. Hashem changed the Seder Breishis. The sun, instead of going east to west, went from west to east. He changed things around. The Ben Yoyada again says, you think you're in control of nature? Hashem could do whatever he wants. He could change nature. Davar Acher, Shakavala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol V'Akach Zman Katan. Or the 7 days is just, Hashem wanted to give another week of tshuva. You had all these years, but you know what? I'll give you one last try. Give you one last week. Davar Acher l'shevas hayamim shehit iman me'ein olam haba. He gave them a little bit of olam haba kidei sheyedu mativa manu mehen, to realize what they're giving up. To realize what they're giving up, he gave them a taste. Next, we call him heim atorah tikach l'shevas sheva ish v'ishto. From every kosher animal, take 7 pairs. Ishus l'beimah meyislei. What do you mean ish v'ishto by animals? So ishus by animals. Amar Shabbat Nachmeni, Amar Bionasan, me'osam shlo nevdam heim aveira. It means the ones who had no aveira done to it. With it, meaning it didn't mate with its non-mino. Mino yada, how did Noach know? Amar Rav Chisda, shehevir lefnei ha-teva, they passed him by the door. Kol sha-teva kol taso, biyadur shlo nevda ben aveira, v'chol she'en tehe ha-teva kol taso, biyadur shlo nevda ba aveira. It was an ace. The door is opened or the door is closed on the teva, depending if the animal was pure. Rabbi Yavahu, Amar no, me'osan ha-ban me'alehen. No, which animals came? So it was a different Abinais. Only the animals that were kosher came. They didn't, he didn't pass them all by the Ateva. Ase the Chateva, that's a gofer, ma gofer, Amr of Ada, Amr of Shela, Zu, Mavlika. Amr of La, Vamila, Gomesh. Okay, two different types of materials. So are Tase la Teva, what's it so? Amr of Yochan, Amr of Sparkle, Noah, Kva, Ba, Avanim Tovos, Amr Galios, Kadeshiyu, Meiris Lamp, Kasarayim. Right, put a beautiful jewel on top so you can have light. You have light. Rashi on Chumash quotes the other pshat, also that it's a window. Window or light. Many mefarshim connect these two pshatim to the pshatim earlier about Noach, whether he was a tzaddik or not. Right? If it was a window, then he was a tzaddik because he was able to see after Hashem getting destroyed. If he wasn't a tzaddik, then it was just a light, so it was lit up for him, but he wasn't zoche to see out. So they connect it. V'al amah techaleinu mamala, put an amah. It should be slanted on top. Just make it an amah to b'hachi avikayma. The kaima, the water will flow off if it's triangular on top. Tachtim shdim ushlishim taaseha tana tachtim lezevel. The bottom level was the garbage. Emsa'iim lebehema elyonim laadam. Three different levels, as we know. Vayishalach as Ariv, he sent out the Ariv the raven. Amar Ishlakish shuv ani tzachas heshiva Ariv lenoach. The Ishlakish says the Ariv had a great taina to Noach. Amar lo rabcha sonani v'atasa natani. Your master hates me and you hate me. Rabcha sonani minat tahorim shiva minat tameim shnayim. I'm a tummy animal. You only took two of me. That's not fair. You took seven of the other ones. Vatosa Natani, you hate me. Shata miniach mi min shiva, v'shlech mi min shnayim. At least you just send one of the sevens, right? Just in case something happens. Not one of the twos. In pogea bisar chamo sartzina, if I get cold or hot, lo nimsa olam chaser bir ya'achas. The world's going to not have ravens anymore. So why are you sending me? You must hate me. Oh, and then he says another insult. Shemel le'ishtia tatzarech. Noach, you are my wife. Right, that's why he's sending me out. You want to get rid of me? Omer lo, Rasha. But mutterli nesarli. My wife is usher to me. What's usually mutter to me is usher to me. But nesarli l'kol shekein? What are you talking about? I'm not allowed to live with my wife now, says Noach. Kumi alam d'nesar, how do we know? Tichsiv u'basa l'teva ato v'anecha v'shcha n'shev v'anecha itach. Because Rashi points this out also on Chumash. They came to the teva, Noach, his sons, his wife and their wives, meaning separately. So you see they were aser b'tashmish. Tichsiv, tseimen ha-teva ato v'ishtacha u'vanecha n'shev v'anecha itach. V'am Rabbi Yochanan mikan sh'amru sh'nesru b'tashmish amita. Right, on the teva, when they came out, they got the heter again. Tana Rabbanan, shlosh ha-shivshim v'teva v'kulam laku. Three beings were Mishamish on the Teva, and they were all Nilke. They all got their punishment. Kelev, Ori, Vacham. Kelev, Nikshar. The dog got his punishment. He was Nikshar. The Ben Yoyada says he's always on a leash. He's always on a leash. He's Nikshar. Orev Rock, the Orev always spits. What do you mean spits? He has to spit when he mates. Right? He has to spit when he mates. That's how he mates. Cham, Laka, Baoro. Cham was Loka with his skin. Different pshat of what that means. Does that mean he got colored skin? Does that mean whatever it means? But chum laka be'oro. Vayishalach hasayono amalai mi'ita l'rosa kevo amayim amar b'yirmi mikan shedirasa shalofas taharim ha'tzadikim. Right? The Yonah was sent me'ito. That means he was closer to Noach. The Orif wasn't sent me'ito. Only the Yonah was closer to Noach. V'nei alei zayatar pafia. The bitter, the leaf from the olive tree was in his mouth. Amar Blazer, Amar Yonah Fenei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yimzonosai, Merim Kezayis, Umisurim Biyatcha, let my mazon be bitter like an olive, and you give it to me, Vayu Mesukim Kidvash, Umisurim Biyad, Basar Vadam. That's what it should mean. My mashma, the high teraflash, Mishra Devzonihu, Tefsef HaTrifeni Lechem Chu Ki. Period. So, Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with this line about trees. He got trees. Where do you get this tree from? Where do you get the leaf from? Do you get it from Eretz Yisrael? Or not? I thought there were no trees left. So that we'll talk about the Shem tomorrow. We'll start with the Ramban on Parshas Noach. Okay, we'll stop here.